is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it.
Getting the lead out. Let's get started with another edition of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Round of applause, Jennifer. Let's give ourselves a round of applause for
in
this
clap in the round.
Good day. Yes, 7 after the hour, Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen taking a look at what's going on in the news, including the story of a drug bust in Texas. Sounds like an episode of 21 Jump Street.
My gosh, I love this show.
It's being revived as a movie.
I know.
The movie with Channing Tatum. And who's that other fat actor?
It's not Seth Rogen. Oh, my gosh. It's his little buddy.
Anybody remember?
Michael. Jonah Hill. There
Jonah
you go.
Hill.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, so here's the story from Texas yesterday. Police arrested 17 students. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 17 students, including several athletes in a drug bust at a school in Fort Worth. School officials said those arrested were selling drugs to undercover narcotics officers.
Uh-oh.
who were playing the part of students. Isn't that what 21 Jump Street's really all about?
That was what it was all about. It was great.
Among those who were arrested were 4 football players. I'm looking at the names here. Nobody's going to know who these people are. Police say the students were caught selling marijuana,
mm-hmm.
cocaine,
mm-hmm.
Molly. What is Molly?
You got me. I have no idea.
Michael, you know what Molly is?
I'll look it up.
All right. Thank you.
I am so out of the loop on what's cool.
Ecstasy in pill form.
Okay.
Acid.
All right.
And prescription drugs like Xanax, hydrocodone, OxyContin. Good God. More arrests are possible. Wowie zowie. What do you do if your children are caught using drugs, selling drugs? 800-510-82.
I can tell you, my kid wouldn't be sitting for a few weeks.
No.
Molly is an amphetamine, it looks like.
An amphetamine? Okay.
Do you want to know what that means? Because I kind of do as well. You could tell Doug and I are the absolute worst people in the world to be doing a drug story.
Maybe I shouldn't have started with that on second thought. But anyway,
it's all right. I'm proud of us. You know what?
Kind of like
no
ecstasy,
drugs.
It says.
Ecstasy.
Like ecstasy. Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'm looking it up too, Michael. Ecstasy in powder form. That's what it is.
Hmm.
All right. So 21 Jump. It's a good promotion for that movie. Those guys are. Isn't that
it
out
really
the next
is.
Week
we
or two?
Well, yeah, I've been
out pretty soon.
Seeing previews everywhere.
Every week there's got to be a new Channing Tatum movie, so that's got to be the next one. It must be this week.
Yep.
800-510-8255. Seriously, though, what happens if your children... And there are two scenarios here. If your children are involved in using drugs, selling things that you have in your... Like OxyContin or hydrocodone or Xanax or something, you got them in your... medicine cabinet, how do you keep your children out of that stuff?
And if you take them, how do you explain to your kids either not to, or do you keep count of what you have, I wonder?
800-510-8255. All right, Jennifer, your turn.
My turn. Well, we have to start at the top, the big Whitney story, of course. Not that much has changed in her camp.
She's still dead.
Yeah, but fans worldwide who would like to bid on Whitney Houston's farewell will be able to watch her private funeral on the internet. According to her, not everybody's going to be able to watch because it'll crash the internet, essentially. So her publicist announced to the Associated Press that there will be a camera at the ceremony in Newark, and AP will stream the service live. But if you want to watch this, you're going to have to go to livestream.com/APLive and sign up for it. And there's always... I know. There's a little controversy, if you've noticed, surrounding this whole funeral. We reported yesterday that Bobby Brown may be invited to the funeral. He may not. Well, the reason that there's this big problem between the Houston family and Bobby Brown is that Whitney's mom, Sissy, thinks that Bobby is broke and that he's using this to position himself to take some of her daughter's money.
Ah, perfect.
I know. He says that, or Sissy says that Whitney's estate alone, or just what her daughter has right now, is worth around $20 million, and that Bobby's trying to get back with the daughter to try to get his hands on the money.
I'm looking at a TMZ story that claims he hasn't seen his daughter since he flew to L.A.,
That was what they were saying yesterday, and we reported on that. And then I heard yesterday afternoon that those reports were false, and he actually came out and said she's doing really well and she's getting better.
All right. I'm looking at, here's an ABC story that says that he, the singer, has been contacted by Whitney's family about attending the service. What did you say? They decided the New Hope Baptist Church is going to never have, they were not going to know what hit them when this thing happens. So what is what's that side of the story again? The Bobby Brown, who talked to whom first?
Well, Bobby Brown was trying to contact his daughter, which apparently he was finally successful. They finally let him talk to her. But there's this big problem brewing between Sissy, Whitney's mom, and Bobby Brown, because Bobby Brown has got no money, and Sissy feels like he's going to try to position himself to take some of Whitney's fortune that is going to belong to Bobby Christina.
All right.
Make sense? Do you need a scorecard?
No, I'm okay. 800-510-8255. So part of this discussion, yesterday I think I said something about what Jim Bohannon said on his program regarding Twitter and the future of breaking news, and I got some comments about that, including one that sent me to a comment made by, isn't it interesting? We're all talking what everybody else is saying. Is there a beginning and an end to this story? No. It just goes around and around like so many other conversations. Well, he said, she said, they said, we said, yada, yada, yada. So I go to Bill Bennett, who was the drug czar under George H.W. Bush. He was the first one, I think, as a matter of fact. What a useless waste of time this drug war is.
Anything called a czar I'm not really a fan of, but okay.
Anyway, he said, quote, I will talk about the drug issue because the drug stuff is very serious. A couple of days have passed. It's appropriate to talk about this because this talented woman shouldn't have died, blah, blah, blah. And then he takes on Tony Bennett.
Right, because Tony Bennett used this as a platform to say we should legalize all drugs.
Right.
I don't know how that makes a lot of sense, but okay.
Tony Bennett, according to Bennett, is a great artist, but a quote-unquote idiot for calling on the industry to campaign for legalizing drugs. Does he really think that's the problem? These drugs are not bad because they're illegal. They're illegal because they're bad.
Right.
They're not harmful because they're illegal. They're illegal because they're harmful. They kill people.
Mm-hmm.
That's, well, so what do you think? 800-510-8255. You know where I stand on this. I think most of these things should be legalized. I agree with Ron Paul.
I agree in some respect that I don't have a problem with marijuana being legal, but
yeah, some of them. You don't want everything.
Whitney Houston liked crack. Now, if we can go to the grocery store and buy crack, does that make anybody else less addicted because you can go to the grocery store and buy crack?
Whether it's easier to get or not takes away, the argument is it takes the sting out of it, tax it very heavily, charge $10 for whatever the item is, another $10 in tax. Now, that's the kind of stuff that's been put forth with regard to taxing this stuff. 800, would Whitney Houston be alive if the drugs that she took were illegal? Because she took legal stuff. Apparently, it was all pills that had been prescribed for her.
Right. Well, she had tried to clean up her act quite a bit. But again,
went from one drug to another.
You go to prescription drugs and you think you're doing something better, but are you if you're not really following all the doctor's orders?
800-510-8255. Things from the past that make it into the present coming up in a moment or two. Here's something that is very current for lots and lots of you. High cholesterol, serious problem. Many people have it. Leads to heart attacks, leads to heart disease, leads to strokes. Same thing can be said for triglycerides. If they're too high, you have the risk of heart attacks, heart disease, strokes, all that stuff. So you want to get the safest thing into your body. First of all, you want to try not to eat the foods that create high cholesterol and triglycerides. But if you've already been down that street, you want to lower the bad fats. My suggestion is you try a product called Cardiol. C-A-R-D-I-O-L. Cardiol has 9 natural ingredients. It's an all-new approach in America. It was developed in Italy, first sold there. FDA looked at it and said, yep, it's safe. Yep, it's something that you ought to try if you have high cholesterol and high triglycerides. It's a great, actually great maintenance too, because you need to have the right fats in your system. You hear Dr. Ken and I talking about this stuff all the time. So here's what is good about Cardiol. It's available now for a 30-day free trial offer, because you can see results taking Cardiol in 30 days. So why not try it free? Heavenly days. Call 888, toll free still, 888-809-6424. Go online to cardiol.net, cardiol.net, or toll free 888-809-6424. Get Cardiol free for 30 days. Try it. You'll pay a little shipping and handling, and that's it. This is something that will help you keep your high cholesterol from ruining your future. 888-809-6424 or cardiol.net.
Fambruary. Wait, what? Franuary? That's not Franuary. No, Fambruary. That's right, Fambruary. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you can win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence in the U.S., U.K., Canada. Clear back. No. And see 29 corporate rules at ConstantContact.com.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
friends. Are you sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Buy one, get one, and build your men's wardrobe at Macy's. Clearance suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, and more. Buy one at 50% off, get one free. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Bean, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis Portfolio, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one at Macy's President's Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
800-510-8255. The issue is to or not to legalize drugs. A lot of discussion about that in the wake of Whitney Houston's death. Morgan is in Columbia, South Carolina. You start first, sir. Go ahead, please. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, hey, how you guys doing this morning?
All right, thank you.
Hey, I'm a recovering drug addict myself, and I think that, you know, what I've seen, legalizing drugs doesn't help at all. I mean, alcohol is legal, and people die from drunk driving, people get alcohol poisoning. I mean, it's all...
But people are using it, and so many people are getting wealthy beyond belief.
Yeah.
So you saw the guy that had $21 billion they found in Mexico, a drug dealer, had $21 billion in cash. So
it's
why...
crazy.
Yeah, so you legalize it, at least there's some recompense for it if you're not going to get people off of it. Understand your story, and a lot of people who are recovering feel the way you do, and you make good arguments for it, sir. So I'm glad you called with the... You don't want to legalize it, I understand. Dave, on the other side of the issue, go ahead, Dave. You're on Good Day. Hi.
Hey, it's really interesting, this conversation between the two Bennetts. Bill Bennett is famous for his circular thinking. He's always going, drugs are bad because they're illegal, and they're illegal because they're bad. And my point is that drugs are illegal right now. People are dying. Nobody is being stopped from getting high. And people, underground economy is making billions while the country is losing.
Right, that's kind of my point with all of this.
So you think you guys both think that the country should profit on people's addictions?
Well, you know, that's not the point. Right now, the people who want to do drugs right now are doing them. The people who want to sell them are selling them. The war is not stopping anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always go back to the commercial during Super Bowl when Prohibition, was suspended in America and everybody's jumping around the street and jubilant. You know, people got to realize the drug war is corrupting our...
It's correct, completely corrupt. All right, sir, time's up. Thank you. 21 after.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you could change anything on your body, what would it be? Do you change your nose, your build?
What would you change about your body?
I would revert back to how I was when I was in my 20s, my late 20s, 30s. I was actually much more muscular. In fact, I've sort of been thinking about ways that I could do that and still...
Oh, don't do it. Don't insert fake muscles.
What gave you that idea?
Look at his body, thin, wasted away by the dissipation and debauchery of a life of unspeakable orgies and depravity.
Sounds good to me.
Nice.
President Obama's in town. Did you know that?
Yeah.
President Obama is in Los Angeles today hoping to raise $3 million. Yeah. Which may be why I saw him in the right this morning in the audience line at The Price is Right. Barack Obama, come on down! That's what he should do. He should go on a game show.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way to get the dough.
A big t-shirt, pick me!
Yeah.
Well, this is quite an honor. The Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping visited President Obama at the White House yesterday. That shows you how different China is from us. For example, in China, the Vice President is actually important. See, that's a huge deal. Yeah. Do you know why he came to the United States? Oh, gosh, it must be 15 trillion reasons, huh? And I thought this was nice. While I was at the White House, the Chinese Vice President showed President Obama pictures of his children and the factories where they work. I thought that was very, very nice. And while he was there, it looks like President Obama may have significantly reduced our trade deficit with China. While he was at the White House, President Obama sold the Chinese vice president 1 billion Jeremy Lin jerseys at $50 a piece. Okay.
We had a new episode of American Idol tonight from Hollywood. It's exciting to think that one day, possibly very soon, so many of these bright-eyed young performers will be valet parking my car here in Hollywood. You know, Ryan Seacrest said something interesting tonight. He said, "This is American Idol." And then he smiled for 2 hours.
Yesterday, President Obama told Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping that his country's power comes with increased responsibilities. Then Jinping was like, "You read that off a fortune cookie, didn't you?"
Yeah. Gotta be honest, I did. Your lucky numbers are 9. 15.
Big international news. After disputes over its nuclear program, Iran is threatening to stop exporting oil, which means the U.S. may have to tap into its backup reserve, Mitt Romney's hair. So we
might happen any day now.
I think it's very important to have your physical every year. Or, you know, whatever your plan allows, if you, you know, shut up, Canadians. You know, yeah. You should, if you can, because I want to live to a ripe old age so that I can go to the supermarket and say really inappropriate things to the girls that work there. And you know, they'll find it adorable. Because I'll be old. Because right now when I do it, I just get arrested.
All right.
It's not the truth. You poor man. You have to wait till you're at least 80 to pick us up.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and Doug looking at the issues of the day, the events of the day, and the people are talking about. Okay, so this is a blast from the past, Jennifer.
A blasto from the pasto.
Who is this man, and why is he back in the news?
Okay.
His name is James Mee, M-E-E.
James
Who is he,
Mee.
And why is he back in the news? 800-510-8255, a swell prize for the person that first gets on the air. They can identify Mr. James Mee. Why is he in the news? Why was he in the news? 800-510-8255. Speaking of a blast in the past, the Italians still don't want to let go of Amanda Knox. They said this week they want to have her appeal overturned. Did you see that? The British and the Americans say, what is the story? What are you doing? Why are you doing this? Yada, yada, yada. So Amanda Knox, but she'd never go back again. They'd have a hard time getting a hold of her again. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Is there an alternative to rental cars in the traditional way? There sure is, and it's now something called car sharing. But you've got to weigh the pros and cons before you go. Here's the way it works. You reserve a vehicle by the hour, up to a few days. Gas and insurance are usually included. Keep in mind, programs like Zipcar and Connect by Hertz require a yearly membership plus the hourly rate. In Paris, there's a new program called Buzzcar that has no membership fee. Battery-powered electric cars are available for anywhere from a half an hour up to a week. Something called Mobility is a similar concept with stations in Switzerland and is linked to car-sharing programs in Austria and Germany. Now, here's one important thing. The car has to be returned to its original spot. If you only need to get from point A to point B and back again, that's a pretty good deal. And if you're just seeing the sights in big cities, public transportation and taxis are often more efficient. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage may not be available in all states.
Buy one, get one, and build your men's wardrobe at Macy's. Clearance suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, and more. Buy one at 50% off, get one free. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Beam, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis Portfolio, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one at Macy's President's Day Sale.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
And I'm happy to have you here, and I love everybody who's on board with the Doug Steffen Good Day program, a review of what's going on in the world. I'm looking here at a couple of things. The approval, people will be scratching their head or maybe throwing something at the radio. The United States Banking, what's this? I guess the Justice Department, which approves all acquisitions. These big, you know, like American Airlines, some of the competing airlines want to try to take over American, but the Justice Department would probably say, no, you can't, because it would there'd be too much concentration of the business in the hands of one. So, over these past, what, 3-4 years since we've had all the banking problems, lots of banks have been trying to convince the government that we won't do like the other guys did. We won't fail. We won't...
We're different.
Yeah, we're different. So yesterday, Capital One made a $9 billion deal to buy ING Direct. Now, those of you who are familiar with that, that's the company that has Orange. Mm-hmm. Everything they do is an orange.
Yep.
And they really did seem to be different.
They did seem to be different.
Everybody else.
Work with. Yep.
Yeah. They cast aside criticism the deal would create the next too-big-to-fail banking behemoth. We now have 4 of those. We had 8 of them before. They failed. We bailed them out to the tune of, what, $2 trillion. And they've used most of the money to buy bad banks to take over so that they can go through the same thing again, thinking, the American people were stupid enough to fall for this the first time. Let's try it again.
Yeah.
So a $9 billion deal, I wouldn't stay 5 seconds in that deal. Capital One, the advertisers, I don't even know if they are or not. But they really are awful.
Ugh. Nice of you to check, though.
ING, right. Yeah, Mike, you want to check that out for me, please? Speaking of checking things out, our 2020 news quiz question, get the answer in a few minutes. James Mee was somebody that was in the news in the past, and he's back in the news again. Why is that? Who is James Mee? And why is he back in the news? 800-510-8255. Oliver Stone is in the news. Well, actually, he's not, but his son is. And isn't it interesting that what his son did has captured the attention of so many, Jennifer?
It's interesting because these guys, not only Oliver Stone, but his son is also a filmmaker. And he was in Iran making a documentary film. Well, he was so impressed by Islam that he decided to convert. And he said, quote, "The conversion to Islam is not about abandoning Christianity or Judaism, which he was born with. It means I've accepted Muhammad and other prophets." That, and now he's still in Iran. He's still living there. And what makes the story kind of crazy is that his father, Oliver Stone, is Jewish. His mother is Christian. Now he is Islamic.
It's an ecumenical family.
No. Hooray! What are the holidays going to be like there? It's just going to be a nonstop celebration, possibly. Yeah.
So,
27 years old, though.
Muslims don't do much celebrating when it comes to their holidays. But
no.
They do happen all around the same. It isn't a coincidence that the area in the world where all of these monotheistic religions started was in a four-square-mile area near Jerusalem. It isn't also, I don't think, a coincidence that their celebrations, when you come to Christmas time and Easter, there are important religious holidays all around those same dates for all of the main monotheistic religions, Buddha, Muslim religion, the Christian religion, and the Jewish religion. And it just becomes so nonsensical that people have just another reason to fight about nothing. That's really what it is. It's a fight about nothing. 800-510-8255. Okay, so Nancy Grace has been off, as she often is, on the death of Whitney Houston. So as I said a few minutes ago, we sort of get wrapped up in this circle. It goes around and around. This person says this, that person said that. We'll comment on his American. Where did it all start? Well, this discussion started with Nancy Grace's report about Whitney Houston's death. Then the ladies of The View thought they needed to talk about it. So here's part of that discussion.
Beverly Hills police have said foul play is not, I'm going to say this again, not suspected in the death of Whitney Houston. But that's not apparently the story Nancy Grace was telling on CNN the other night. Take a look.
I'd like to know who was around her, who, if anyone, gave her drugs following alcohol and drugs, and who let her slip or pushed her underneath that water. Apparently no signs of force or trauma to the body.
Right.
Who let Whitney Houston go under her water?
Now, you know, CNN has distanced itself from that statement, by the way, because John Lemon was like, hello, we're not saying it. That's Nancy. You know, so
yeah, well,
the implication that it was murder is like out there.
And the next day, too. You know, it's just, I don't know. You know, nobody knows what happened. The coroner has not said what happened. You know, we had TMZ showing pictures of what was in her room. We don't know why she had any of the things. Some of the things that people pointed out were antibiotics. There was Valium, you know. And one thing that you don't do that people always forget, they'll take antibiotics and then take something to relax them and then kick back a beer or a glass of wine and then get in a bath.
I think
they always say, do not.
Don't do that.
Get in the bath if you're taking this.
Now,
don't do it.
With
the
statement by Nancy, though, I mean, she does, because you think if someone does, you know, die, you want to be able to investigate fully, which they are doing their jobs in terms of all of that. But I think it is risky to put out there because it really does, in a way, unofficially put everyone who was around her
at the plant.
It puts it in terms of a suspect.
It's just wrong. She's just wrong on this. And it's too soon.
All right. So, what do you expect from Nancy Grace, I guess?
She likes to stir the controversy, if you've noticed, once or twice.
All right. So, now looking at some of the other pieces of this pie here, 800-510-8255. Prescription drugs found in Whitney's hotel room. Okay? They've been traced back to the same pharmacy that prescribed or that came up with the prescription for Michael Jackson. Is that a coincidence? Is it important? What do you hear in Los Angeles about that?
Would you ever go to that pharmacy? Because I wouldn't.
Guess it would depend.
Yeah.
Where is the pharmacy? Anyway, is it in Beverly Hills?
Somewhere on the west side, yeah.
Is it? West side. I want to know I just went to get some stuff for my nose at a west side pharmacy. I want to see if it's the same place. All right, let's see. Who else? The essence of the Whitney Houston rumor about her being gay.
Mm-hmm. That was a big one for a long time. We haven't heard that lately, though.
Well, this is something that has come up. Robin Crawford used to be her assistant.
Uh-huh.
She's talking to reporters. Whitney Houston turned to alcohol and drugs because she was a lesbian and unhappy about living a lie. And this comes from a gay rights activist named Peter Tatchell, who's been talking to this ex-assistant Robin Crawford, who apparently was in a lesbian relationship with Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And they were friends from their teen years. Whitney was the happiest at her peak in the 1980s when she was with her female partner. Perhaps her inability to accept and express her same love contributed to her substance abuse and decline.
Interesting. Well, I know when she married Bobby Brown at first, no one could really understand why they got married.
Image reasons.
And a lot of people said that he was the beard for her sexuality.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, why would you be ashamed of being...
Well, because she had really strong Southern Christian roots, and
especially during that time period.
You could make the argument then,
Jennifer, and this people start throwing things at the radio, then is it that kind of upbringing that caused her to be so depressed that she took her own life?
No, I think that people are either born with the addict thing in their brain or they're not. I think some people have it, some people don't. Some people can drink their whole lives and have no problems with it, while other people can't. It's something that's chemically hardwired into your head. And I do think maybe depression, maybe you turn to that.
So why was she depressed? Was she depressed because she was America's sweetheart and the American people couldn't handle the fact that she had a bisexual relationship
because it would ruin her image? I think you...
That's sick.
Celebrities are in the public spotlight, and they do have a lot of pressure to give their fans what they're expecting or what they want. But is that the only reason? I mean, maybe she got introduced to it, she liked it, and she was hooked. She couldn't stop doing it again. Why does someone smoke a first cigarette?
You're missing
the
point.
No, I hear what you're saying. Did she do drugs because she was so stressed and pressured?
Because of a Christian background that doesn't tolerate lesbianism and gay marriage and all that other stuff, which is what some people feel close to. It's too much. There's too much judgmentalism in our society. Too many people have too much to say about things that are none of their concern and none of their business. And I'm suggesting to you, I never heard this before. I'm not tuned into a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, this
I didn't realize that there
story.
Was a, that there was a, well, it's not a big story, but it's been going on for years.
No, it was a big story when she first got married to Bobby Brown, though. Because the rumor that she was into women was definitely big. And when she married Bobby Brown, all the tabloids were speculating that she was doing it because she didn't want to... have a gay relationship.
Is Aretha going to sing at the service?
I don't know.
Godmother. Aretha Franklin is Whitney's godmother. She's been asked. I wonder if she's going to... that'd be interesting. All right.
How many godmothers did she have? Because Dionne Warwick was also her godmother, too, wasn't she? Or no, she's the cousin.
She was a cousin or mother's. I don't understand. A mother's sister, and how does she become a cousin? 800-510-8255. Oh, I got to give the answer to the 2020 News Quiz question. Nobody got this right because nobody remembered police officer James Mee, who arrested Mel Gibson for a DUI back in 2006.
That's right.
Settled a discrimination lawsuit against the County of Los Angeles yesterday. The admission, he said he was unfairly punished and overlooked for promotions. Because, he was the person who leaked Gibson's arrest documents, and B, because he was Jewish. Remember the anti-Semitic tirade from Mel Gibson?
Yes,
I do. Can you believe that was 6 years ago?
No.
Six?
Not at all.
6 years ago. The initial claim was thrown out. Me sued again. Not me, but...
Me sue again.
He had the drift of that one. All right, so that's that story. Everybody didn't get it right. We're wondering out loud, what's the story? That's the story. It's 15 before the hour on Good Day.
My mom gives me a glass of emergency kids every day before school. Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun, fizzy flavors kids love. Find us near you at CVS, Rite Aid, and Whole Foods Market.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage, and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short, and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once, there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Clearing up the chaos, the conversation on the Good Day program, it's nothing but clear. We are clear.
Clear.
Clear, clear, clear. That's a term from Scientology. You know that?
I did not know that.
Clear. All right. Let's understand the lipstick problem. Those ladies who use lipstick, listen up, please.
Could a pretty pucker, Dougie, be the kiss of death?
Oh, that's...
Isn't that a good one? According to Reuters, about 400 lipsticks recently tested by the FDA contained traces of lead. In 2007, they did the same survey, and they found 33 red lipsticks. They tested 33 red lipsticks, and one-third of them exceeded the FDA's limit for lead. Since 2007, that number has gone up a lot. The FDA pushed back its latest report, saying that lipstick as a product is intended for topical use with limited absorption and is ingested only in very small quantities, so they don't consider it a threat. However, the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics disagrees, saying we know the ingestion of lipstick happens, which it does, and they also point out that lead accumulates in the body over time. So this story for healthy adults isn't too much to worry about, but if you're a little kid or if you're a teenager or if you're a pregnant woman, this could be a big, big problem for you because lead poisoning can cause you to have slowed growth. It can cause memory loss, mood disorders, and miscarriage. Yeah. The highest levels of lead in lipstick from Procter & Gamble, the CoverGirl brand, L'Oreal's brand, L'Oreal, Maybelline, and Revlon are the highest.
Check the advertising roster, Michael, on that, will you please? 51 after on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time for us to focus on technology, and Shelley Palmer helps us do that.
I'm excited about it.
Well, I'm in the studio at WTTF on the campus of Heidelberg University next 3 days, and I came in here last night, and I started coughing and sneezing uncontrollably, and I've been doing that again this morning. Got to be something in here. Maybe somebody's laid
Maybe
a trap
somebody
for
let
me.
Their dog in the studio or
no,
something.
No, that's nothing that bothers me about a dog. The FCC has approved rules that will put an end to unwanted robocalls. Wow. That'd be a good thing. Let's find out from Shelley Palmer about that in a moment here on Good Day.
Hey there. You've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, after an uproar from privacy-concerned users, Apple now requires an app to explicitly tell you when it accesses your address book. Guess what? When an app like Twitter or Facebook asks if you'd like to find your friends using your address book, that's where it gets the contact info. It's not magic. In other news, the Fair Labor Association began its investigation into the working conditions at Foxconn's factory in Shenzhen, China, where many Apple products are made. The initial report says that working conditions are, quote, way, way above average of the norm. So what is the norm? And finally, the FCC approved rules that will hopefully put an end to receiving unwanted robocalls. Companies will be required to get your written approval before calling you with unwanted offers. Unfortunately, political campaigns and debt collectors are free to robocall. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Buy one, get one, and build your men's wardrobe at Macy's. Clearance suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, and more. Buy one at 50% off, get one free. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Beam, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis Portfolio, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one at Macy's President's Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There's a proposal, Jennifer, for a wireless broadband network that would provide voice and internet service using airwaves once reserved for satellite telephone transmissions. Hmm. The FCC says no, it ought not to be used. And then the people who want to use it come back and said, why? And the FCC doesn't know. They just don't want to.
Good answer.
It's kind of like your mother used to say, because I say no.
That's right. Because I say so. Him,
why can't I do that, Mom? Because I said no. That's it. That's all. The FCC says no, but nobody knows why. Does it make any sense? Good question. Thank you for asking it.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of green apple jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Buy one, get one, and build your men's wardrobe at Macy's. Clearance suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, and more. Buy one at 50% off, get one free. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Beam, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis Portfolio, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one at Macy's President's Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.